It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, June 25th, 2019. We have 17 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northeast winds to 5 knots today, moving around to the south in the afternoon, so you can see a weather system moving through there with the change in the wind direction. Wind waves from the south, 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells, 3 feet high at 8 seconds. And on the Columbia River Bar this morning, we have seas 2 to 3 feet tonight through tomorrow. The first max ebb period around 11 a.m. today, seas 4 feet, second one around 12:15 a.m. Today, and tomorrow, rather, and seas 4 feet in the third ebb around 12:15 on Wednesday. And so, as I say whenever I talk about these ebb current periods that are in this Columbia River Bar forecast, it's because those are the most dangerous parts of the tidal cycle for people who are trying to cross that part of the river, that very dynamic area where the river meets the ocean. And so there's a special marine forecast for the Columbia River Bar to let mariners know essentially when to avoid being on the bar, because even with small seas like this, there's still a great deal of turbulence, and you consider the entire volume of the Columbia River, well, a great deal of it is slamming into the ocean there. That big block of water that is roaring downriver meets the ocean there, which is almost like a wall, and so it can create a lot of turbulence even on a relatively, not a terribly tempestuous ebb. And sometimes the ebbs are stronger than other times because the tidal swing is greater. Sometimes you'll see when there are big tides, we'll have a tidal swing of about 11 feet. Other days, maybe 6 or 7 feet. And on those times when the tidal swing is large, sometimes the current can just get really roaring out there in the river. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders, we have 8 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Rogerek Nari. She's arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage, and she's carrying wheat, as are many of our ships all the time. But especially right now, we seem to have a real run on wheat ships in the river. So she'll probably arrive in the Astoria anchorage by about 11:30 a.m. today. The Seal Island is arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. I believe her cargo is cement, and she will pass Astoria around 6 p.m., probably arriving in the Portland area around midnight. The Luminous Ace is arriving from Russia, headed for Portland. She is a car carrier with Hyundais on board, and she will pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m., arriving in Portland around 3:30 a.m. on Wednesday. The English Bay is arriving from Alaska, headed for Vancouver. Her cargo will be bentonite clay when she picks it up, used for kitty litter, I like to say, but it's an industrial absorbent, and so it's used to clarify wine and do other things where you need to remove sediment from liquids. She'll probably pass Astoria around 12:30 p.m. and be in Portland in the Vancouver area by about 6:30 p.m. So today I want to talk with you about a couple of interesting items in the news, in maritime news, about a shipping company and a big international retailer who are doing things to reduce their carbon footprint in the world by reducing shipping emissions. So these two items you can find on the gcaptain.com maritime news portal online. And so I'm going to start with talking about the shipping company. This is Maersk. It's actually A.P. Moller Maersk. But Maersk is a big international shipper who ships items all over the world, and there a lot of container shipping goes through Maersk. So they're a big driver of international commerce. So back in March, this item appeared. This is from Bloomberg News. It appeared on the GCaptain website, as I said. And it was all about them doing a test with one of their ships using biofuel to see if they could reduce their carbon footprint. So let's take a look at this article. I'm going to read part of it to you. This was from back in March when they were getting ready to do this test. A.P. Moller Maersk is about to conduct the shipping industry's biggest test yet of biofuel as it seeks to cut emissions and meet its target of becoming carbon neutral by 2050. This is one of the biggest shippers in the world who is seeking that as a goal. The Meta Maersk, this is one of the company's biggest vessels, set off in March on a 25,000-mile nautical mile round trip from Rotterdam to Shanghai using a blend containing 20% of second-generation biofuel produced from plant waste. The switch should save the environment 1.5 million kilograms of CO2, the equivalent of what 200 households would emit in a year. Maersk, which operates about a fifth of the world's container fleet, has invested $1 billion over the last 4 years to improve energy efficiency. The test is being organized by the Dutch Sustainable Growth Coalition, and Maersk is partnering with some of its biggest clients in the Netherlands. They're a Dutch company, including Heineken, Unilever, and Philips. Shell will sponsor the fuel, and all the parties will share the cost, which will be significantly higher than for a trip using normal marine fuel. So there were just costs relating to this test. About 90% of the world's goods are transported by the shipping industry, which is responsible for about 3% of global CO2 emissions. Maersk estimates that this rate could rise to 15% by 2050 if the industry doesn't come up with less polluting alternatives. So Maersk is working on other cleaner fuels for its more than 600 ships. They include ammonia, hydrogen, and electric batteries. Batteries would really only be usable at this point in the evolution of that technology for short trips close to the coastline because of the need to recharge. So they're still working on that technology. But last year, there was another test of a large commercial ocean-going vessel powered by biofuel, and this was a product tanker vessel, which sailed the stretch between Rotterdam and Tallinn in Estonia. So the Meta Maersk can carry 18,000 containers and was expected to be back in Europe sometime this month. So that was a really interesting test of using biofuel in a big container ship. Now, to elaborate a little more on that collaboration with retailers, here's another article from gcaptain.com. Danish shipping giant Maersk has partnered with a company that makes clothing called H&M. It's become the first company to sign up to trial a new carbon-neutral program that utilizes biofuel to eliminate carbon emissions from shipping. So this company has its own goal, the goal to reduce its carbon footprint, and that includes the costs to ship. So this pilot program between H&M and Maersk is designed to... they're making it available to customers who are looking to reduce or eliminate carbon emissions from their supply chain. So this could involve other companies as well. So H&M, here's that retailer. Our high ambition is to become climate positive by 2040, and it requires cooperation and engagement from all parties in the supply chain. We want to use our size to be a force for good and enable scaling innovative solutions such as the carbon neutral ocean product for a greener commercial transport. And that's a representative from the H&M group. So interesting that these companies that are voluntarily, at least Maersk, is voluntarily seeking to become carbon neutral by using things like biofuel and other alternative, developing them so that they can be used universally in ships, which would be a really, really neat thing. So interesting, just some more information about things that are changing in the shipping industry to meet those carbon neutral goals of some of these companies. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.